Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's
that's the late, great, capital G, great Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly brings us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find our favorite social media expert and most other people's too. Kathy, thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
So what do we need to do? This segment, you're going to talk to us about what we need to be thinking about, some of the fundamentals of having a social media strategy, which at the heart of social media for our strategy is
content.
It's content. It's what we publish, isn't it?
It is what you
this
publish.
This is when we become publishers, folks.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't think about their posts and what they're saying as them being published and creating content, but that's exactly what's happening. And a content audit is something then that's going to help identify if there are any issues or problems in your customer relating to your business. Where are you taking them when they come to your business and all of the different social platforms that you have? And so you're also trying to figure out how is their journey making you money and how is it performing? So the content audit is kind of I look at it a little broader than just, you know, what is that customer doing on my site, but also what is my message to them? And a lot of businesses hire third-party companies or other staff to come in and be their voice.
Mm-hmm.
And you really have to monitor that voice to make sure that the message is your message. And I know, Jim, you're very careful about that.
Well, that's the one thing that I begin with when we bring someone in to help us with our social media, because, you know, I mean, that's what we do. We are publishers. That's what our business. That is our business.
Yes.
We're publishers.
That is your business.
We're publishers of information, and so that's our product. And so, but the first thing that we get across to our folks is the values that we aspire to here, that we hold dear here, which has to do with how we treat people and how we talk to people and how we want to be, how we want to meet people in the middle, in the marketplace.
Absolutely. And so
our voice, my voice, it has to be
your voice.
You know, it has to be my voice, because I'm the, you know, that's my name on the shingle.
So, you know, you always want to be finding out is what we're doing working? What can we do better? Things like that. And what's missing? Those are just some simple questions, you know, to ask. But always being aware that, you know, that audit is a nice thing to pop in and do on your business so that you don't end up going down the road and go all of a sudden, why is this happening in my
right.
business? But you realize that you're not carrying your message forward the way you really want it to.
And this is an important point, Kathy, because as you and I both know, a lot of businesses will hire marketing companies to help them with their strategy, just as I have employees who help me. And if they don't go check it out, then they're gonna see a post that's come from them that doesn't sound like it doesn't sound like the company, and it may not be bad. It just may not be, you know, the way that they want it to think, and they want
right.
people to think about them. So you don't have to then become an expert to do this audit. Just go see if it sounds like you. That's one thing to do, right?
Yes. That's right. And actually, there are tools out there now to help businesses do that. There's one called voiceandtone.com. There's social crawltics.
That's easy for you to say.
There's several different tools. I can't even say it. But, you know, to help businesses to be able to have it crawl, what is being said, especially for large companies,
right,
that many people have their hands in their message.
Right.
But for the small business, I think it's just important to be aware,
right,
that your content is being published constantly with every
and republished by others. That's the other thing.
Republished by others. Yeah.
Hey, Kathy, I got to wrap it up. I don't know what we do without you. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't that great? Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.